This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome to the podcast part of the thing.
Podcast. Yeah. Oh, podcast part.
Welcome to the it's all a podcast. I hate talking about the podcast on the podcast.
Oh, so do I.
It drives me insane.
Yeah, Emma loves doing that.
She does, so let's stop it.
Love you, Emma. Miss you, Emma. She's in Spain, doesn't matter. She'll probably listen, though.
She does love listen.
So, she does love listen.
She does love listen.
She does love listen.
And she loves watch.
And she loves watch. And she loves play. She loves eat.
Oh, she does love
eat. She loves dress.
She loves dress.
She loves dress now.
She loves holiday.
She loves dance. She loves pool, actually. She was playing a lot of pool.
I saw she was playing pool with
she's
Jack.
Pretty yeah. good, I think.
She beat him.
Yeah.
I think Emma might be secretly really good at sport.
I think she's really good at pub sport.
She's really good at sport.
She loves pub sport.
She loves pub sport. Yeah, because she was brilliant at darts that time we went and played darts. She beat us all. And now she's beating her fella in pool.
What's another, like, pub sport? Like cards?
Cards.
Poker.
Ring toss.
Ring toss, yeah. Americans are great for loads of games in bars.
Do you know what was great when we were when you go skiing and you go to like après ski? There's like sometimes there's just logs in the bars, and you're like, what the hell is the point in the log? And they go, do you want to play? And you go, yeah. And they give you a hammer and a box of nails, and you hammer the nail in just a tiny bit, and then you each take a turn with the hammer trying to hit the nail into the thing. It's so fun.
Oh, that is like, that's so basic. But
it's so basic, but it's so, so fun.
It's very, it sounds very like German. And then you try to hit a nail into the wood.
And you know why it's why I find it really funny? Is because it's so dangerous. Yet the Germans are just like, yeah, that's fine. Just, you know, don't hit yourself.
But just hit as hard as you can.
Yeah, and don't hit anyone else.
And here is weapon in pub.
Yeah, which is just, you couldn't really give in Ireland.
No.
We, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I really love it. It's a great game. You should play it. We actually played
Emma's probably fucking brilliant at it.
I bet she's fantastic at it. Yeah. Can we bring that here? Can we do a fully charged hit the nail into the tree stump?
In the studio?
Competition.
Callum is really against violence.
He is.
On the show.
It's not violence against nails.
No, it's against nature.
Violence against people.
Yeah.
Should I mind him?
He's not here.
He's not here as well.
Is he off in England?
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of the show. It was fun today. And yeah, we're shattered.
Sorry.
Oh, I slept so poorly, so I deserve
it. I did too, and you'll hear why soon.
Bye.
Bye. Ready to go.
It's showtime.
Fully Charged to Emma, Dave and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. 4 minutes past seven on the 8th of October 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashley, just myself and Ash this morning.
Hey.
Again. We did all right yesterday.
Oh, we did. Yeah, asked us back.
They did.
They actually were like, you guys were so good yesterday. Will you do it again tomorrow? And we were like, ah, fine.
And then they were like, we have no other choice.
Yeah, and then we were like, can we say no? And they were like, no, not no.
It's your job.
Contract, yeah.
Where you owe someone an apology.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh no. Is it you?
I don't know if you noticed. No, it's not me. It's Michaela Hayes.
Uh-oh.
Because yesterday Ash went hell for leather on talking about how Michaela's studio is an absolute mess. I went in this morning. Spick and span.
Do you know what?
She's after cleaning it.
She is, okay? And we kind of dropped Michaela a little, sort of a little voice note thing at the end of our show for her to kind of react to during her show.
Yeah.
And in that, we went mad at her, me in particular, because I said she was becoming a hoarder.
Yes.
Because there are like multiple like display shelves of crisps in the studio. There's several cases of Red Bull. There were balloons from her birthday a month ago, etc. And yesterday she sent me a message as she was playing out the clip of us giving her grief for the dirty studio. She was cleaning up the studio, and our boss Nick looked in, hearing the clip and just seeing Michaela frantically cleaning her studio. And she was like, your words have power, actually.
Yeah, they really do.
And I was
like,
wow, they really do.
I went in and she has a plastic cup, you know, the one that you'd have for water, like by the water tower. She has that filled with pens.
Pens
are not scattered around.
Oh my God, it's proper tidy.
The balloons are gone.
Balloons gone.
And you know Michaela's blanket that's usually just thrown wherever?
Yeah.
It's folded.
Stop.
Sitting on a chair.
There you go.
You have cracked, changed, Michaela.
The whip has
the
been
better.
Cracked. And I'll be going in for an inspection every morning, Michaela. I want to see the same every day. Well done. I came across a headline this morning that tickled me. I quite liked it.
Go on.
The headline read, Moose on the Loose in a New Hampshire Swimming Pool.
Oh, great headline.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I actually saw a video of a moose yesterday.
Doing what?
It was in a forest. And,
as they do.
But someone was like quite close to it. And it was kind of like licking its lips. And someone on Twitter who's apparently like, yeah, everyone's an expert on Twitter.
Okay.
So it was like, apparently when they lick their lips, it means that they're going to charge. And to be fair, he was right. He did charge after a while.
Oh, right.
Person survived. But mooses are,
I actually don't know, Moussaka.
Are massive.
Yeah, they are, they are. This story is pretty self-explanatory. New Hampshire is a state in America up near Boston. Police were called to a house when a moose turned up stuck under the cover of someone's backyard swimming pool.
Oh, wow.
It seems the police didn't need to do a whole lot because there was a video. All they did was remove the cover of the pool and then the moose just climbed out via the shallow end of the pool.
Amazing.
And walked into the woods.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish we had stuff like that around here. Does that make sense?
Moose.
I think it could be just moose,
mooses.
By the way.
Yeah, I wish we had moose. On the same website, I saw another headline that read, former owner of water buffalo that roamed Iowa suburb for days pleads guilty. And I didn't like that headline as much.
Because it didn't tickle you. No.
Exactly. It didn't tickle me. So I've rewritten that headline.
Okay.
To read the following. Owner of water buff getting cuffed after a rough few days. And I think I'd like to see more of this kind of stuff in the news.
I want more of those kind of things.
Yeah, so for example, here's another potential news story that would tickle me. Mouse in the house of the president of Laos.
Yes, very good.
Even though it's pronounced Lao, but whatever. We move on. Blogger trips on a frog while on a jog. So Sue.
Very good.
Found squealing. Aunt granted freedom of Canterbury.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It would tickle you.
Yeah, it would tickle me.
It wouldn't make you roll on the floor laughing.
No, it wouldn't make me ruffle. Last one, pig discovers illegal oil rig during dig.
Very good.
Thank you.
Big fan of that one.
I think it would have been better actually if I just rewrote real headlines instead of imagining potential headlines that I would like to see. But it was very early when I prepared this.
That's absolutely okay. I feel like I've Googled collective word for a moose.
Oh, good.
And it just says moose.
Oh, damn.
So that's not great. It's like there's the sheep.
Yeah. Oh, that's so disappointing.
It is kind of, isn't it?
But there is, you can also say a herd of moose.
A herd of moose.
Okay. Well, look, we've learned something today and we've been slightly tickled.
Never, ever say that this show is not educational.
Yeah, and remember, if they're licking their lips, they're about to charge.
They're about to charge.
Or they're thirsty or hungry or feeling turned on or many other things.
I want to talk about the cinema and we will be playing 1 second of the cinema in like 5 minutes.
Woo!
Obviously, cinema passes to go to maybe see a movie that is kind of absolutely bombing. I'm talking about Joker 2.
No!
Yeah, it's struggling.
No!
It's struggling at the box office after a weak opening weekend, reportedly losing around 70 million.
I feel like a bit of a fraud now because I didn't even know it was out yet. Maybe it's not out in Ireland yet.
Maybe it's not out in Ireland.
But I have been so excited to see this.
Have you? Is this like up your street?
This is like the one I've been most excited for of all the upcoming ones this year because it's like, I love Joker 1.
Yeah.
Sadie Gaga, and it's like, they're saying it's like a bloody musical.
It is. It's exactly what it is. I couldn't kind of believe that, to be honest. It's a musical sequel. So it debuted at the Venice Film Festival and it got a few mixed reviews featuring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. It's now rated as the worst comic book movie and the worst film of 2024. Even worse than Madame Web.
Oh, is that really bad?
Madame Web was like a kind of a spin-off of Spider-Man type vibe.
Oh yeah, it was well, I guess.
And it didn't do incredibly well. I can't remember your one who was in it. She was the woman who was on Ellen DeGeneres, and she was like, "Well, Ellen, I did actually invite you to my party."
Oh right, yeah. I do remember her. Yeah, I can't remember
Dakota Fanning.
Oh, is it Dakota Fanning?
Yes, that's her.
I've just checked, and it was out on Friday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, not great.
Not great.
Because we didn't know that.
No.
Audience reactions aren't much better. Only 31% approval on the popcorn meter from over 2,500 reviews.
Yee, that's bad.
Quite bad. So on top of that, Joker 2 made history as the first comic book movie to receive a D cinema score from opening night audiences. For comparison, the original Joker got a B+. And even Megalopolis, another flop, received a D+.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that film. It was terrible.
Yeah, and so going back to Madam Web, the Spider-Man spin-off, and it didn't. That got a C+.
Okay.
And that was like seen as like the worst thing
really
ever.
Really bad.
For a
it's
while,
got a D.
Which was the same as Morbius in 2022.
Okay.
So yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on with bad superhero movies recently.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a conversation between Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga at the Venice Film Festival, right?
Mm.
But obviously there wasn't a microphone on them. It was just, they were just talking.
Oh.
And AI and also lip readers were lip reading what they were saying.
Oh, interesting.
And obviously this cannot be gospel.
Yeah. You know
what I mean, it's just hearsay.
Ah, yeah.
Just,
but we love a bit of hearsay.
So what AI thinks that they're saying was Joaquin Phoenix turning to Gaga and saying, it's horrible. And Gaga saying, no, it's not. And he said, no, it's horrible. And she said, do you think?
God.
So obviously that can't be taken as gospel, but I don't think they.
Maybe they were talking about the toilets.
Maybe. But I don't think they should be upset, because lots of superhero movies since 2010 have done quite poorly, but they're still watched and they're still talked about.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice in 2016, Rotten Tomatoes score of 29%,
oofed.
Audience score of 63%. So you never really know how the audience are going to.
Right. I thought Rotten Tomatoes was like an audience score.
No, it's reviewers.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Venom in 2018, Rotten Tomatoes score of 30%, audience score of 80%.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know what I mean? It happens. Suicide Squad, Rotten Tomatoes 26%, audience 59%.
All right.
Suicide Squad is one of the most talked about films ever.
Yeah, yeah. I thought people loved Suicide Squad.
Hellboy, never seen it, but Rotten Tomatoes gave it 17%. And Fantastic Four in 2015, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 9%.
Oh, my God.
So you're doing better than that.
I've just searched, yeah, Joker 2 review, and like it's like an audience rating thing across like a few different ones, right. And the average rating is 1.7 stars.
Oh, out of 5.
Man, that's so sad.
It is, isn't it? But you'll still go see it and you'll love the song.
I will, yes.
Apparently that is something that was said, that like it wasn't, they were like, the music was great and the acting, apparently the acting is phenomenal.
Okay.
It's not really a storyline.
Right,
that's
okay.
That's what was said.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's just a superhero nerds can't handle a bit of musical nerd.
Maybe that's exactly what,
yeah,
it is.
The two shall not pass.
Your number one hit music station, and we are playing 1 second in the cinema.
This is the game that kind of emulates a stumbling in to the wrong cinema.
It does.
Screen.
There's nothing worse when you open that door and you realise, oh, that's not my movie.
Yeah, why are there guns in Barbie?
Did I ever tell you about the time that when my mom was a kid, or she was younger anyway, and she went to, I did tell you this story, and she went to the cinema with her parents or something.
Yeah.
And it was like Jaws was on.
All right.
And there was also some other movie like The Muppets or something. They went to see The Muppets, and about half an hour into the movie, someone at the back of the cinema just went, where's this bleeding shark?
I've never heard that before.
I love it so much.
That's so Dublin. That's so good.
Where's this bleeding shark?
I'll tell you another one. My friend went on a first date with her now boyfriend to see what they thought was the live action Lion King.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be like a 3-hour Bollywood movie called like The King of the Lions or something like that.
Fantastic.
And like an interval and everything. They were the only people in the cinema. So funny.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Well, we need to get down to brass tacks here, because we have played you a 1 second clip of a very famous movie. Here it is.
Life was life.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been trying to guess what it is, and I think a hell of a lot of you out there know what it is this morning.
I think they do. Dean is on to play. What's the crack, Dean?
How are you keeping? How's things?
Oh, really, we're good, Dean. How are you?
All good. En route to work here, so not too bad.
Fair play to you. What do you do, Dean?
I'm in a company in Ballymount called Teamwear.ie, so involved in sales. We're the supplier in Ireland for a brand called Stano, it's a sports brand. So.
Okay. That was a comprehensive answer. Thank you for that, Dean.
That was a perfect answer, Dean.
The amount of people who come on and go, oh, I'm just working in an office.
Yeah, or I'm a general manager.
I'm in sales. Oh, sure, that gives me nothing.
Yeah, not at all.
I was talking about it yesterday. There's so many jobs I just don't understand what they are, and then I don't even know how to ask a question about them.
But now that you've heard what Dean does, Ash, you'll be able to repeat it.
Of course, Dean, you... Ballymount. Ballymount was... Isn't that right, Dean?
Yeah, working in Ballymount in a sports company. Yeah, sports called teamwear.ie.
There you
just
go.
Give them that list.
That's basically what you said.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said. Yeah, all right.
All right, Dean, have a listen to this movie clip one more time.
Life was life.
What do you think that movie is?
Yeah, I think it's Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Can you complete the sentence, perhaps, Dean?
I can. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to say.
Oh!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get.
Very good, Dean. Well done.
Spot on.
You knew the whole thing.
Very, very good, Dean. You've got yourself two IMC Cinema passes. Have a great Tuesday.
Fair play, guys. Thanks a million. Thanks for the call.
Good
bye.
Luck.
Have a good one.
All the best. Bye.
Good luck. Tuesday, I feel perfect day to go to the cinema.
It agrees.
Especially to like today, because I think it's raining for the rest of the week.
It is. It's going to be
isn't
a bad old day.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Who knows when we'll play 1 second of the cinema again.
That's the beauty of that game.
Yeah, it just pops up randomly.
And you least expect it.
Here we go.
Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. It is 3 minutes past eight on the 8th of October, 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashley, and just myself and Ash this morning.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, bad, bad day of sleep last night.
Oh, lad, the same.
Honestly, the great thing about this whole Whoop thing is that I can just be like, how was my sleep? And I know how to feel now. Do you know what I mean? So if I didn't know what my sleep was, I wouldn't know how to feel.
I know how to react. So the Whoop is like a health monitor, like a smartwatch, it's not really.
There's no screen on it.
Yeah.
Right. So my sleep performance was only 59, but I'm 79% recovered.
Oh, right. Interesting.
So I don't really know how to feel. I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm ready to go to the gym later, but I also only got 59% sleep.
Mm.
That's not fantastic.
I wonder, like, I want to see a study on, like, how people react to these stats and like if it actually benefits them or not.
You see, this is the thing. I think that you could tell me that I had the best sleep of my life, even though I felt like I was awake every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I think you could tell me I had the best sleep of my life and I'd be like, okay, I believe you.
Yeah, yeah. My friend's like, God, I felt like I was up the whole night, but it said I got 90%, so like I feel great now. And I'm like, oh, this is a lie.
It's so like that. That is literally my life now.
But then that's, I guess, probably good because it is all in your head.
It is.
Sometimes I find after, say, a night out and you're feeling a bit rough, you know, and you're trying to get through the day, sometimes I just stop myself and I just go, it's a mindset.
Yeah.
I'm fine. And it does help.
Mind over matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is. It's becoming a thing that I've kind of become obsessed with. And I'm like, how is the second I wake up, I literally spend the first 5 minutes of my life every single morning now being like, how did I sleep?
Checking your Whoop.
Did I sleep amazing?
I feel like we should do a segment on the show just called Dave's Whoop Data.
Yeah. And then I know how to feel for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
We know how we can approach you with things for the rest of the day.
Recovery, Dave. Yeah, not good. Right. All right. We'll see you later.
Guys, I have some very big news to share.
Oh.
I'm doing another musical. And so it begins.
Get ready for it to take over our life, your life, her life, everyone's life.
Everyone's lives. Back in February, I was in a different musical called Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls.
Just a bunch of crazy guys and dolls. That was our little intro to it. And I spoke about it fairly relentlessly, needless to say.
See, the thing about that musical was we really, really enjoyed it. But me and Emma had to leave early because we were so tired. So I'm hoping that this one doesn't make us leave early.
Exactly. And I'm kind of building up your stamina now. It's October. This next musical isn't happening until February of next year. So you have plenty of time to rest up.
Okay, perfect.
So you can endure the 2.5 hours that I'm on stage. But yeah, next year's musical, a very different vibe.
Yeah.
We are putting on a production of Sweeney Todd. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. You know it.
I do know.
Do
Demon
you?
Barber of Fleet Street, yeah. Fleet Street, isn't that where
Thunder Road Cafe is in Temple Bar.
What was the other one? There used to be the Hard Rock Cafe as well.
Yeah. I often see Fleet Street and Temple Bar and think, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And now, All of you will too.
I hope
you
it's
listening.
The Dean Barber Fleet Street in Dublin, because I presume it's very going to be very English.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very Cockney. You may know a little bit about Sweeney Todd. There was a Tim Burton movie a few years ago based on it.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah. It's a strange enough movie. Very good reference, Dave. It's a very, very dark story about an evil barber who kills people while he shaves them and then grinds up their bodies into pies.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember the pies.
Do you know?
No, I thought he just killed them.
No.
That's cool.
That's the whole thing, yeah. A bit of a different vibe to Guys and Dolls, for sure.
Very.
You also might know Sweeney Todd if you're a fan of the US version of The Office.
Andy in The Office.
In which Andy does an epic Sweeney Todd flash mob.
We're the cast of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. We open in a couple of weeks at the Loose Screw Playhouse here in Scranton, and today just doing a wee bit of viral marketing.
A tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served the dark and avenged God.
Oh, I love it so much. That's deadly.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And reason why I'm talking about it today is because tonight is my first rehearsal.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in the chorus, so possibilities are endless.
What do you do? What's a first rehearsal look like? Because that must be a lot.
It's mad, yeah. I guess you kind of just start with a scene.
How many rehearsals until you start seeing, like, it come together?
I think, like, in the plans, I think we're going to do our first kind of rough run through, like just before Christmas.
Deadly.
And then from like January, then there's like a month and it'll be just runs.
I cannot tell you how excited I am to see it.
I really hope I get my throat slashed. Fake, obviously, but I just really want some fake blood on me.
That'll be deadly.
You can't do Sweeney Todd and not die.
No, 100%.
On stage.
Yeah, that'll make you not important.
Exactly. And as I said, I'm in the chorus, so the possibilities are endless. Have no lines yet.
Okay.
But tonight is the first rehearsal. I'm going to give it everything I've got, okay? So I need to start working on my Cockney accent.
Yes.
And I wonder if you could give me a hand here, Dave. Okay, but I've had a look through the script so far. Okay. And there's a couple of lines that are sort of unassigned. There's a character called First Man.
Okay, perfect. And you'd be good at that.
Yeah, I think I could. He says the line, "Penny buys a bottle, might as well."
Okay, very good.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah. There's a character called First Woman, and she has a very nice line.
You might be even better at that.
Yeah. Isn't it a crime they let these urchins clog the pavement?
Oh my God. See,
that might be too big of a part for me.
It might be a bit big, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. Or I could get the role of Third Man, who says the line, "You don't need."
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. That's very your vibe.
No, that's you.
That's you to a T.
Or no lines.
Yes.
So it could be that or it could be no lines. I wonder, Dave, if you might give me a hand in the next few minutes. If you could draft up maybe a bank of great Cockney accents.
Oh, yes, please.
And then we can see how I get on and we'll do our own pre-rehearsal.
That sounds fantastic. All right, we're going to do that.
I'm back in rehearsal mode.
Oh.
So exciting. I'm a big musical fan. I've done musicals since I was probably about 4 years old. And I was in one in February and rehearsals just can't come quick enough for next year's spring musical. And we're doing Sweeney Todd next year. So a very different vibe to Guys and Dolls, which we did this year in February. This one's going to be very dark and gloomy.
Yes.
Full of blood and guts.
But I did get the reference of Spring Musicale because on Saturday after a night out, I watched High School Musical.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking of you. So,
Dave, I'm rubbing off on you.
You are, to be fair.
Big time.
Because I'm excited for your Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, you love Sweeney Todd.
I really, really like Sweeney Todd.
Sing your favourite song.
Joanna.
Like, really niche
I'll
reference.
Steal you.
Why did you audition for this musical, honestly?
So what I've done is I've got you some Cockney, famous Cockney voices, right?
Yeah.
And I've got you some clips of them talking. And we're going to see if you can do a Cockney accent, but also make me an impression. Because you never know, there may be some famous Cockneys in Sweeney Todd. We're talking Adele.
Oh yeah, great Cockney.
Do you know what I mean? Great Cockney
Adele.
Accent. She sounds like this.
I'm trying to not always be two completely different versions of myself because it's exhausting.
What do you think?
Okay,
what says you?
I'm trying to not always be two completely different versions of myself because it's exhausting.
Do you know what? Absolutely spot on.
Yeah?
I think that's really, really
all right, okay.
I think you should channel your inner Adele.
When I go in for my first rehearsal of Sweeney Todd tonight.
That gets it from me, I think. And now we go to one of the most famous Cockney accents. Because I kind of forgot that Adele was Cockney.
Yeah, you would.
But one of the most famous Cockney accents for me Danny Dyer.
Oh, yeah.
I do like doing a roast on a Sunday because it's the only time we sit around a table and it's like a bit of an event, isn't it?
So he's got a few little bits.
Oh, yeah. And he'd go...
Exactly.
Now, that's not great for musicals because diction is very important.
Of course.
You know. So, give me him one more time.
I do like doing a roast on a Sunday because it's the only time we sit around a table and it's like a bit of an event, isn't it?
Okay, here we go. I do like doing a roast on a Sunday because the only time you sit around a table it's a bit of an event, isn't it?
In it. And one note I'd give you. It's Sunday.
And it's Sunday.
And it's Sunday.
Sunday.
So listen.
I do like doing a roast on a Sunday because it's the only time we sit around a table and it's like a bit of an event, innit?
It's like a bit of an event, innit?
Okay. I do like doing a roast on a Sunday because it's the only time we sit around a table. It's like a bit of an event, innit?
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, you could channel your inner
Danny
Dyer.
Okay, I'll channel my Dyer. Very good. Danny.
This is one of my favourite Cockneys.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's fantastic. And he sounds like this.
You know, it's been a journey and, you know, I'm so lucky to be where I am now. And, yeah, I just felt so blessed on the day.
Do you know who that is?
Is that like Joe Swash?
That's Joe Swash.
Is it Joe Swash?
That's Joe Swash. So have a listen again and listen to how he says the word now.
You know, it's been a journey and, you know, I'm so lucky to be where I am now. And, yeah, I just felt so blessed on the day.
Oh, that's good attention
you
to detail.
It.
Yeah. You know, it's been a journey and I just feel so lucky to be where I am now.
Nah.
And I can't remember what the last line was.
Doesn't matter.
I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed on the day.
On the day.
On the
Nah.
You know, it's been a journey and, you know, I'm so lucky to be where I am now. And, yeah, I just feel so blessed on the day.
So we've got Sunday and Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Okay, they're good.
And we got Mickey Flanagan, who's a comedian. And he was basically talking about, you know, when you leave the house and your girlfriend or wife goes, oh, tell them all I say hello.
Yeah.
And I tell you here and there, girls, we never say hello for you, right?
He says, can I tell you here and there, girls, we never say hello for you.
Again, you should be at Sweeney Todd, Dave.
Right, have a listen.
And I tell you here and there, girls, we never say hello for you, right?
What have you got?
And I tell you here and now, girls, we never say hello for you.
Stunning. Stunning.
Which one should I do?
I'm still thinking Adele. It's
Adele.
Very you.
Yeah, it's a bit very warm-y. Not the Danny Dyer. The Tender Tyler Sweeney Todd.
That was stunning.
The Demon Barbara Fleet Street.
In it.
Nah.
Sunday. Ash.
Yeah?
Need to be honest with you.
Go on.
I've seen a girl for a while. Getting serious.
David!
I'm meeting her friends on the weekend.
Oh my God!
And I'm freaked.
This is incredible!
If anyone has any advice for me, that's not just be yourself.
No, because I actually think you shouldn't. But
yeah, exactly. 087-711-1038. I'll tell you more.
Big day!
I'll tell you more next. We're Emma, Dave and Ashley. I'm getting nervous now. I'm getting all red.
She's blushing.
I'm blushing. Right. The thing is, on this show, we can never do anything without your help because we're just babies.
We are.
We're just kids. And we'd love your help on,
useless.
On everything.
Yeah.
And we have got your help on different things in the past. Today is going to be absolutely no different. I'm going to be very vulnerable with you here now.
And the people of Dublin have excellent advice.
They do, to be fair.
To give.
Here's what I need from you this morning on 087-711-1038, and voice notes would be fantastic, please. I've been seeing a new girl. Seeing each other for a couple of weeks now. And I think, in my opinion, it's going very well.
You've been very, very happy with yourself lately.
I have been.
Yeah, well, I knew something was up.
Walking on cloud nine.
Yeah. The two of you, you and Emma Nolan, the two of you are a bit sickening now at the moment. So I'm in a relationship a long time, so that's old news, that's grand.
Mm.
But you guys are like little smitten, smiling at your phone. I was really late last night and then a day. Oh, you are sickening. But I'm delighted for you both.
Thank you very much. Well, see, we're only seeing each other.
Yeah. Nothing official yet.
Nothing official yet.
You haven't popped the question.
No, I haven't. But I did meet her mam on the weekend.
What?
Yes. And she met my friends. And she met my sister.
I
know.
This is on the way.
Okay, so you see, the thing is that I didn't mean to meet her mom.
Okay.
I was dropping her home. She was like, I need to collect something from the house. And I was like, yeah, grand. And then she was like, do you want to come in? I was like, yeah, grand. And there her mom was.
Oh God.
I was in a tracksuit.
Oh, jump scare.
I was dying from the night before.
Oh no.
I had spots on my face. I had the hair down. It wasn't...
You gave a terrible impression.
It was so bad.
Oh no.
It was so bad. And like, it actually... The mother, thank God, was so nice.
Okay.
So cool, right? So easy to get along with. But I was terrified. I was like, no, I made a terrible impression. I did a terrible job.
You're just preparing her for what she's probably going to see more of.
That's
you
true.
In the future.
Exactly, yeah. But the first impression, you want it to be good.
I know.
But this is the thing. Speaking of first impressions wanting to be good, I have to meet her friends, her best friends. We're going over to their apartment.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday, and then we're going out. I don't know what to say, what not to say, what to wear, what do I do with my hands, where do I sit. I don't know anything.
Right.
I don't know what to do. I need advice for meeting the girls' friends.
Okay. This is like, it's an interesting one, because the mom is one thing, because I feel like when you meet the parents, you're not fully yourself the first time.
Yeah.
You're kind of on your best behaviour. You're prim and proper and all the rest.
And I wasn't.
Yeah. But when you meet the friends, you kind of do have to be yourself.
Yeah, you have to be a bit of crack.
Yeah, because, yeah, exactly. They're looking for different things from you.
That's true. So and, like when you meet the parents, it has to be very like, oh, I'm the best boy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I just when want you to think that I'm so good to your daughter, like, I want the friends to think that, like, we have the best crack together, that, like, I'm a perfect match for her.
Exactly, whether it's fake or not.
Yeah, exactly.
they need to think I'm sound.
Yeah, but it's a bit harder to fake it, I think, with the friends, especially if you're going on a whole night out. You're going to have to keep up this act.
This charade.
For a long time.
So... that is my question for you this morning. Have you any advice for meeting the friends for the very first time? 087 711 103. Because honestly, I'm very nervous.
And if you've listened to the show for a while, you'll know a lot about Dave. So it would be great if you could tailor your advice to what you
what
know about
not to
Dave.
Bring up.
Exactly.
What
like,
to bring up.
We know the whole food situation. Like, for example, just straight off the bat, don't bring any microwavable dinners over, please. There's a million more things coming to mind.
Right, okay.
But I'd love to hear what you have.
Okay, 087 711 103. What should I get any advice for meeting the friends? What to say, what not to say, what to wear, you know, what to sit, what conversations to bring up, anything like that.
Dave is all grown up, so nervous.
087 711 1038. For now, though, I was telling you, and Ashling's slagging me for this thing. It's getting very scary. Basically, I'm seeing a new girl. And I have to meet her best friends on the weekend. This is a big moment, because it's her way of like vetting me to her friends, be like, what do you think of him?
Yeah.
And they have all the power.
And do you know what's kind of like, I don't want to say this to you and freak you out.
Go on.
But like, no offense, but you are on the radio.
Yeah.
And they probably have a bit of an impression of you already.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And you don't really come across that well all the time on air. So they might already think they know you. So you probably have a lot of like damage control to make up on this weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
So just bear that in mind when you're going in. Don't be nervous now, but just bear that in mind. Just like you've done yourself a bit of a disservice over the years on air. And
but let's hope I'm much better in person.
Listen, whatever you think of him on air, he's a charming in person.
Ailish, you have some advice for me.
Yeah, so definitely like get a debrief from the girl that you're seeing before you go, and kind of like if her friends have any particular hobbies or like what they do for work, stuff like that. And then you can kind of sprinkle it into conversation that like obviously go and have a laugh and whatever, but then, you know, you might get a minute to be like, oh, so I heard you're working in such and such, how's that?
Or wow. Very like good.
That. Yes, Ailish.
That's like proper like undercover investigator type of vibes.
Brilliant.
Like
all my friends' boyfriends that I've met that have been like that are definitely like top of the list, best of the bunch.
Well, in I love ninjutsu. Oh my god, I hear you do too.
That's yes. Okay, so all I have to do is do my homework. I can do that.
And it doesn't even need to be that in depth. Let them do the work, because you can ask for more details from them. Literally, just get a very brief what they do for work. Maybe they play a sport, something like that.
Ailish,
genius.
Spot on. That was absolutely unbelievable advice. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to do this now. I'm going to absolutely ace it.
Very helpful.
Ailish, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
That's really good. Although you just need to keep track of all the things that you say you like then for the future, you know, like all their interests, and make sure you don't mix them up with the wrong friends.
Okay, you're making me so nervous. You're making me actually terrified now. Who was on to Kira was on to us with a voice note.
Hey Spin, hey Dave. If you're meeting the friends, just always bring something like flowers or chocolates, because you can't really fault you if you bring something.
Okay. That's pretty good technical advice.
That's very, very good.
Practical advice, I should say. Bring like a little, yeah, something to the house. Damn, very yeah. nice.
Why didn't I even think of that?
Especially if you're going what over
should,
to their house.
What should I bring?
Oh, well, that's beyond. That's another question for another day.
A fit food.
No.
We've been
no
through this.
No fruit foods.
Niamh is on. Niamh, any advice?
Just tell them that you can get them free cinema tickets and you'll be grand.
The IMC cinema passes.
That is a great job.
That's fantastic. I might just bring over a couple of pairs. Producer Callum won't mind, will he? That's brilliant, Niamh.
Yeah, do you think he should like slide them out just like out of his pocket throughout the night?
Like a dodgy deal under the table.
Yeah.
Say nothing.
Say, here.
Pass them over.
Will you tell yourself that I'm doing really well? Yeah, I'm really sound, that you really like me. Here's some IMC cinema passes. I love it, Niamh. Great advice.
Thanks, Niamh.
You so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye.
Good luck.
Free stuff always helps.
Really, really good advice.
It really, really
I'm
is.
Really liking this. Jen was also on with a voice note.
Dave, I'm really sorry to break it here or to make you nervous on the spot.
Okay, what is this going to be?
But you're a little bit delulu if you don't think that the best friends have been on the case since the day you were born.
Yeah.
They know you better than you know yourself at this stage. You're going up against the BFI. That's the best friend investigators. If you don't think that they're listening to every single word that you say and analysing it at this stage, you might be living on a different planet. I'd say just be yourself, because they've already copped on.
They've already made up their mind.
That's such
they?
A good point. It's kind of like what I said earlier, but actually, like, if you start being real different, they're going to be like, I don't believe
that's
it for
him.
A second. Yeah. I know what he's like. Maybe you should bring the fit foods.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'll just be the perfect stereotype.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, it's Dave.
He's arrived.
Yeah.
Thank you for the advice. You're on Spin.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Good morning. Coming up to 9:05 on the 8th of October 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling for our 500th show.
Yeah, what a crazy stat.
That's crazy. And Emma's not here to celebrate it.
What a wench.
And Callum's not here to celebrate
us. Oh my God, just us?
Just us. Well, happy 500 shows,
Happy
Aisling.
500th show to you too, Dave. And I'm actually a little bit upset today, because on our 500th show, you haven't mentioned something that's quite different about me today.
I have noticed your ponytail.
Have you?
I have noticed
and
the ponytail.
And what do you think of my ponytail?
Today isn't the first day of it.
It's not.
It is the second day of it.
Normally, I will wear like something with a slight statement and you will immediately call me out on it.
But you see,
as soon as I walk in the door.
I have a reason for not mentioning the ponytail.
Because you don't like it.
I really like it.
Do you?
But yeah, I'm really into you now.
Yeah, it's actually concerning with the girl I'm seeing now.
I really, really do like it. But I did think it was a, I have greasy hair, don't talk to me. Ponytail.
How dare you?
But it doesn't look greasy. But I just thought, oh, maybe she feels like she has greasy hair. That's why she put it in a ponytail.
Yeah, no.
Because when Emma has greasy hair, she puts it in a ponytail.
Listen, you're absolutely right. It's a mixture of things. I do have greasy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Had greasy hair yesterday too. Did I wash it? No. Did I have a shower? Yes. But did I wash the hair? No.
Nope.
And the other reason is because my hair is like quite long at the moment. I usually wear my hair in like a sort of a bob.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten a cut since like maybe April. And part of that was because I've been enjoying doing this sort of slicked back bun look for fancy events. And I had a wedding at the weekend where I knew I wanted to do the bun. So I kept it long. But I am getting a cut in the next week.
No, I really like it long.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite shapeless.
I'm excited now for you to get a cut, of course. You're going to look gorgeous. But I like
it. You're taking all the boxes today, dude.
I like the ponytail. Looks good.
I've never really had a very good ponytail. Like, it's a bit scutty. Like, it's all right at the top, scutty. And then by the end, it is scutty. Like, it's ratty.
Right, okay.
You know, you can see, like, it thins out at the end. So I'm actually just embracing the ponytail for the last few days while I have it. Because after that, then, there'll be no more ponytails for months and months and months.
Do you know when you started off the conversation, I'm like, you haven't noticed mine. And I went, oh, I've noticed. I was like, please be the ponytail. Please tell me it's not something else.
Yes, I won.
We just had it's our 500th show, and Michaela Hayes, who's on from 10 o'clock. 8 o'clock, came in and gave us little Cinnabuns.
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon
what
rolls.
A legend. Legend. Do you know what? We give Michaela a bit of grief on this show, but...
Yeah.
She's sound.
She's all right. She's a bit of all right.
She's a bit of a mess, but she's sound.
No, she's cleaned up her mess.
No, she's cleaned up the studio.
She's cleaned up the studio. So, Michaela, thank you so much. She's actually not listening.
Legend.
There's no point in this. I just saw her walk past the window.
Oh, well, then we can say we really feel she's a gobshite.
She's a nightmare. She's on from 10 listening to her. I want to talk about Loose Women. I think Michaela should be on Loose Women, actually. I think she'd be very good on Loose Women.
She'd be brilliant on Loose Women.
She would be. Loose Women topics are absolutely bizarre. If you don't know, Loose Women is a TV show. If you don't finish as early as we do and you aren't used to daytime TV, it's a show with a panel of interesting, experienced women who discuss a whole variety of topics, and there doesn't seem to be anything left off the table.
It's a classic doctor's surgery TV show.
Oh, that's an excellent
way
of
the background
of describing it. Yeah. It's I haven't really watched it now, to be perfectly honest.
I can't tell you I've ever, say, tuned in for an entire episode, but I've probably dipped in and out, on like a sick day, or as I said, in the doctor's surgery or whatever. It is funny. They get some characters on it. And they do have unlimited topics, it seems.
Well, you see, this is the thing. So some of the topics are absolutely bizarre, and some of them I've completely made up. Let's see if you can guess.
Ooh!
Okay, I'm going to rattle through these. These are either Loose Women topics or I've made them up completely. Has a ghost stolen my remote control?
Okay, so has a ghost stolen my remote control? I'm going to say you've made that up.
That is real.
Oh, dear.
It's a real topic on Loose Women. We go to number two. Why are we all so tired?
Okay, I'm going to say real.
Correct.
That's actually a really good topic.
Is it time to put our bras in the freezer?
Part of me thinks they're all real, part of me thinks they're all fake. I'm going to say fake.
That one is fake.
Okay. Just because it was bras, I was like, he definitely made that up.
Janet's loose bowels.
I'm pretty sure there is a Janet on it, so I'm going to say that's real.
There is a Janet on it, and that was a real topic.
Oh my God, Janet.
My dog won't stop humping the postman.
I'm going to say that's fake.
You're correct.
That's so you as well. I just have the measure of you, David Hammond.
You do. You really do. Love a step pet as if it were your own.
Oh, God. I don't think you would have been able to conceive of such a notion. So I'm going to say that's real. What's a step pet? Like a your step partner's pet?
You get with your partner and they have a,
and then they have a pet.
Yeah. Should we send Colleen to the moon?
I think you made that one up.
It's real.
Is it?
It's real. Is my Hoover spying on me?
You made that one up.
Correct. Should we let dogs run?
You're so, like, Hoovers and bras. Oh, you're so annoying.
Should we let dogs run the country?
It's such a stupid topic. I'm going to say that's real. You got me there.
Is your dishwasher ruining your relationship?
It's probably real, is it?
Would you give birth in your garden?
Real.
Can eating too much cheese make you psychic?
Fake.
Last one. Oh. The last topic on Loose Women. Is it real or fake? Samantha Mumba on US gun control.
Shut up! Oh, go away. Fake.
Yes! It's a real
Stop.
Samantha Mumba on US gun control was a real thing they did on Loose Women.
I need to tune into that show. Stat. I've got a new afternoon routine.
You're on spin.
I have a bit of underlying stress about me the past few days. It is the kind of stress that a renter feels when something breaks in their rented accommodation.
Okay.
It just hangs there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not great.
Even though you're like, this wasn't my fault because it was probably like rickety or something, or it was just a normal mistake thing to happen, and you're probably not going to charge me for it, I still feel like I've done something wrong, like I'm the worst inconvenience of all time.
Yeah, I'm sorry for having to contact you.
Yeah, exactly. I've had two terrible sleeps in a row now because on Thursday, just before we headed off for the weekend to a wedding, the curtain pole came down in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, see, it's confusing because you don't have a bedroom door, you just have a curtain. Is that the one you mean?
It's actually not that one. So there's kind of two curtains. Basically, our apartment is kind of like a studio, but it's like an L shape. And so there's a curtain that separates the bedroom from the hall. And then there's a curtain in front of a giant window at the back of the room. And that's the one that fell down. And that, and there is the rub.
Okay.
Because, ergo, giant window, pretty city apartment, many lights outside of said window.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nightmare not situation. Great. Okay. So, as I said, it was just before we were going away, we sent a message to the landlord with shaking fingers.
What does that mean? Oh, like you were freaking out. You were like, oh, yeah.
Basically, what happened was we just stepped on the curtain and it came down. Just like it's a really long curtain, stepped on the edge of it, it fell down.
So
like,
it's your fault.
It was my fault, but it wasn't really my fault.
But also, these things happen.
Exactly. The landlord came back and said he's actually away for a few days and so he'd get it sorted. And just with no real time frame, then he said, will you send us a picture? We weren't able to send the picture till yesterday. And I kind of was like, what do you want a picture of?
Picture for the curtain's dead.
I literally was like, there's a picture of the curtain on the ground. That's a picture of where it should be.
and
there
it's
you
not
go.
There.
Yeah. Notice that? Use your imagination. We sent over the photos and he replied saying, leave it with me. We'll sort it.
Right.
It's the lack of time frame.
Yes.
Dude, yeah. My sleep is suffering horrendously.
We need to get you a sleep mask.
We seriously do. So I currently, I'm sleeping in a room with a giant curtainless window. It's a mare.
Yeah, see, I hate to be this person. I see your curtainless window.
Yeah.
And I raise you a front door that will not close.
Oh.
Properly.
Oh, come through.
Unless you smash it.
Oh, okay.
And it's doing my head in.
Mm.
It's kind of one of those like, the hinge has obviously come off a little bit and so it's not reaching the bit where it has to lock into place.
Yeah.
And if it does, it's barely reaching
it.
You're talking about you, when you're closing the door, if you're in socks, you'll be running against the door.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good exercise.
Trying to keep it closed. So that's not great.
And that's kind of one where you're like, it's not fully gone, so I can live with it.
Yeah. Every time it shuts, I'm like, it always works eventually.
Yeah. I take your non-closing front door and I raise you, I have about 3 out of 9 bulbs working in the kitchen.
3 out of 9? Jesus, how big is your kitchen?
There's quite a lot of just like those little bulbs built into the ceiling.
Okay.
And each of them doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
But together, the collective works a treat.
Are they those ones that are in the ceiling?
Yes.
You actually don't know how to get
them? I have no idea. I have no ladder tall enough to get to them. It's a mare. But again, I'm like, while there's 3, I'll suffer through.
Do you know what?
With a dimly lit kitchen.
I do see your 3 working bulbs out of 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I raise you something you don't have an issue with, a lawnmower.
Ooh, truth.
Just refuses to pick up the grass. So whenever I cut the grass, it throws the grass that it's just cut everywhere.
Oh no.
And so it doesn't really even look like the grass has been cut.
It's just relayed.
It's kind of like someone's come along and sprinkled grass all over the grass. And it's it's not great.
What?
For my mental
health. What's someone to do about that? Get a rake? Does that even work?
A rake, yeah.
A rake might work.
We do have a rake without the wooden handle. We just have the rake bit.
Okay.
So you have to bend down and scrape all this grass.
Oh, mare. Okay, can I raise you one more?
Go on.
There's a crack in the glass of my hob, which I did.
No.
Which will be very expensive to fix and which will not be like paid for by the landlord, I imagine. And a crack in a shelf on the fridge. Again, just tricky things that I just can't be dealing with right now.
That's fair. I raise you, or I see you those things, mm-hmm. and I raise you one more thing.
Okay, go on.
I live with my housemate Ben.
Fair.
Yeah.
And like, you can't really be texting the landlord about that
no,
either.
I can't.
Mare.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
But he's really broken.
Yeah, yeah. He's in a bad, bad way. And actually beyond health.
Your number one hit music station. This is Spin. What's going on?
We're feeling cheesy this week too because we're teaming up with Cheez-It, and for a cheese hit, have a cheese it.
Ah, very good.
Hard to say. You've probably seen the branding for Cheez-Its everywhere.
Yeah.
They just exploded onto the scene in the past few weeks. Props to the marketing team, I would say. With every bite, you experience the tasty hit of cheesy satisfaction, baked with 100% real cheese. And we have a box of Cheez-Its to give away every day on the show this week. And at the end of the week, we will upgrade somebody to win €1,000.
Nice one.
Unbelievable.
On to play for that is Sarah. What are you up to, Sarah?
Not entirely. Just gone to work.
What do you do, Sarah?
I work in housing.
You work in housing.
Very good.
Oh, have we talked to you before, Sarah?
No.
You haven't talked. We haven't talked to you.
We have spoken to somebody about housing.
We have indeed, and I will ask again the same thing I asked you. Can I have a house?
Yeah, sure, pop down today.
Dead.
Oh my God, the last person was not so kind. I can tell you that.
Yes, but I think they were more honest.
Yeah. I think Sarah just wants grand.
That's fair.
Sarah, how is your lung? How's your lung capacity?
Yeah, are you a singer?
No, not great.
Not great.
Well, we don't need any sort of like
no,
none of that. We just need a long sustained note.
Being a singer is like, it kind of helps you hold that note for a long period of time.
It can help you with the diaphragm.
So basically, Sarah, you have to say the word Cheez-It the longest, okay, throughout the entire week. So basically, we're going to hand it over to you. We're going to count you down from three. You got to say Cheez-It for the longest. Hopefully you'll have the longest, and by the end of the week you'll win €1,000. But you've already won a box of Cheez-Its just for coming on. Sound good?
Ah, that's great.
All right.
All right, Sarah. We want you to take a big, deep breath and say it nice and loud. And don't forget the it at the end, okay? Are you ready?
Do I say it or sing it?
No, you just go Cheez-It for as long as you can.
Okay.
You can sing it if you want, Sarah.
Listen, whatever floats your boat.
We would actually prefer that. A little bit more entertaining, but you do whatever you want to do.
All
Sarah,
right.
We're going to count you in. You got the time?
Yeah.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, take it away.
Okay, that was a dodgy line there, Sarah. You were coming and going.
Yeah.
We were kind of ducking and diving there with you. But
to be honest, she could have actually stopped midway through and just went...
Yeah, but we did get the it at the end, and we can tell you, you came in with a time of 11.78 seconds. Unfortunately, it is not enough to beat Rebecca's time of 17.25 yesterday, but you have won yourself a box of Cheez-Its today, Sarah.
Perfect, that's great. Thank
and you've
you.
Given away a house.
And you've given away a house. I'll be down to collect that later on, all right?
Perfect, yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a great day.
That's great. Thanks, Emil. Bye.
Good luck. We play tomorrow just after 7:30, a little earlier, a bit of a time.
Yeah, as I said, wake up earlier, you lazy lumps, if you want to win tomorrow.
You're on Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.